Yeah, we really don't want to go down that road. They're good against the run. We have to get our run game going. We know that. You know, we thought we had it going early in the game last week, the first drive. We had a 10-play drive. You know, ended up getting a penalty, a delay game penalty, and then, you know, having that unfortunate turnover on third down there, and never really got back on track after that. And we need to get the run game going.
Why were you unable to get it back on track?
That's a good question. You know, we've been looking at that all week. We've addressed some things, and we moved on from it. And, you know, we anticipate going in the game being able to run the ball this week. It's important to us. We need to play with some balance. We don't want to be a throwing team. It's good for our pass game, and playing with balance is the way we want to go.
If he just doesn't play, it looks like he probably isn't. Does that change much for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a very, very skillful, talented player. We have a plan, you know, if he's going to play, and we have a plan if he's not going to play, and we'll be ready both ways.
How much does it change everything for Odell? I mean, he likely would face one-on-one coverage if he was healthy and ready, and now, obviously, without him, probably changes that situation.
Well, they're a pretty good defense. They rely on their rush a lot. They've been getting home quite a bit, whether they've been rushing quarterbacks to throw it or with the sacks. But the pressure, it all counts. And they have some talented DBs over there in their secondary. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got some one-on-one coverage either way.
Ben, when you say you have a plan if Revis plays and if he doesn't, speaking generally, not specifically about those plans, is one plan a 10 and the other plan's a 3, or are there just some differences within a general game plan?
I'm not sure I understand the question, but we feel good about both plans.
Two completely different game plans, whether Darrell Revis plays or not.
No, we may tilt one way or another based on whether he plays or not, but you know, we'll see how it goes on Sunday.
Thank you.
Well, Darrell was talking to us about his preparation for the game, mm-hmm. and he says he's making phone calls around the league to talk to other receivers. I mean, is that common, or is that just, you know, that's him?
I think it happens a little more than we all realize. You know, it's their own culture. You know, I think a lot of guys talk in and out of the locker room with different locker rooms, and a lot's said. And, you know, they have their own mini game plan. You know, the players do within our game plan. And, you know, I think that's a neat part of our league that you don't really get to hear a lot about.
18 targets last game. Were you all right with that for him, or was you trying to force it too much?
No, I don't. He didn't force the ball to him. No, absolutely not. That's the way it went last week. Every week's a new week. The last few weeks he's been targeted a bunch, and you know, we'll see how this game goes.
Did you see what you wanted to see from Hakeem last week to think that he's going to be more involved this week?
Yeah, he came in last week. He was motivated. He's still motivated. He's out there working. He's getting some reps. Again, in our stuff and helping out in a bunch of different areas. And he's still learning. Each week's a new week. Each plan's a new plan. And this defense is obviously a lot different than the one we saw last week. So he'll be ready to go. We're confident he'll be ready to go.
I mean, when a guy comes in so far behind time-wise, mm-hmm. can you measure week to week on how much more he's been able to digest as far as what you're trying to
accomplish? Well, you know, we do a lot of, you know, we practice obviously, but we do a lot of, you know, meeting on our feet meets, we call them. We meet on our feet quite a bit and have those guys move around and do adjustments that way, so they're not always, you know, having their butts in their chairs. So you have a chance to teach and walk and talk and do those types of things. You know, he seems pretty dialed in, and, you know, he'll have an opportunity to make an impact.
Jonathan Casillas said that when he came to the Patriots later in the year last season, he basically just learned the game plan each week. Mm-hmm. Can Hakeem do something like that?
That's tough to do. That's a starting point. But with the way we play, you know, we like to keep it, you know, in the family, so, you know, so to speak. So each time you install something from a family, there's multiple things that are available within that family. It's hard to just go in. There may be something we go to in the middle of the game that shows up that Eli saw 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago that we didn't see on tape and we didn't practice that week, but he pulls out of his back pocket when he needs it. It's tough to do that. You need to be ready. You need to know the game plan, but at the same point in time, you need to be ready to fall back on you know, some of the adjustment part of things.
You happy with what you're receiving from Ruben? There was some talk, especially even on the broadcast, about the routes he ran in the end zone. Maybe there being problems there.
Yeah, the interception, that's the one you're referring to, could have been crisper. He could have leaned back into him one more time. And been a little more friendly to the quarterback, but that was a combination. It was a combination of the throw. It was a combination of the route that could have been crisper, and the young man made a nice play.
How about the first one, the first down play there, first and goal?
The first down play, the first.
It was to him on the left.
It's like an out
pattern. Looked like he was kind of
corner,
wanting to body catch it instead of extending for it.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and take a look at that one. It's not. Gotcha. Watched a lot of film since then.
It seems like you're getting some bodies back on the line with Justin and possibly Weston, and now the other side, Marshall is. I mean, is it driving you crazy or is it?
No, we talk to the players about it all the time. You can only control what you can control. We're going to show up and play on Sunday. You know, it doesn't matter who has a suit and who doesn't have a suit, and we'll go from there. We'll have confidence in the guys that are playing, and. You know, they're working out there right now. They've been working this week, and, you know, we'll go with who's playing.
What did you see from Bobby Hart? What do you expect from him?
Bobby's a young guy, played with some energy when he jumped into the game, had fresh legs, and we like his future. If he can dial in and prepare each and every week and focus on what he's supposed to focus on and get better each week, he has some potential. We like his potential.
Is he still more comfortable at tackle than guard? I know you've been working on.
You know, that's a better question for him.
Would you be averse to playing two rookies on the same side?
No.
Does it worry you if the possibility of having to put out two rookie tackles though?
No. I mean, you go with who's healthy, and you can go out and play at the highest level. The five guys up front, and if two of them happen to be rookies and they happen to be side by side, we'll go play.
Do you prioritize that, whether what makes it easier to conduct a passing game, whether the pressure comes from the outside or the inside?
These guys, you don't have to worry about it because it comes from everywhere. So they have a little bit of everything for you. And, you know, each game, as the game goes on, the defense is going to adjust anyways. They may bring something they haven't showed on film, so that's a tough way to go about it.